gearing up for Dometic. Everything you need for adventures, big or small. Mobile living made easy. Dometic.
It's time for gearing up for the Dometic Patrol, an icebox with a sense of adventure. And earlier in the week, I caught up with Bomber Farrell, one of our Real Brand ambassadors, and he's been travelling Tasmania with his beautiful wife, Kelly, and they've got a great story to tell. Bomber Farrell joins me, a Shimano Pro Angler, and of course, a Real Brand angler as well. Bomber, you've been travelling around Tasmania over the last few weeks. Your trip looks absolutely spectacular. You've done it via an RV with your beautiful wife, Cal. Talk us through it. Why did you decide on Tassie? That sort of makes a bit of sense because of how tough the international travel has been, because you have fished all over the globe. But this has been a special trip.
Yeah, well, Danger, it has been a special trip in special circumstances. We actually booked to go to WA, but yeah, there's an iron wall across there. So after that was established and known, we changed the idea, and we've travelled around Australia a lot, and we've done a few different RV trips, as you've alluded to, internationally and also New Zealand. So we thought we'd just book an RV and head down to Tassie, and we've been able to sort of have about a 4-week stint down here, which we're just finishing up, and got the RV, and got a couple of mates down around the place here who've lent us a bit of gear along the way, and then we've just sort of made the most of that opportunity and just sort of led out with our nose and a map and the weather, and off we went.
Yeah, this isn't barra fishing. This isn't sailfish that obviously you catch a huge amount of up in the NT and Groote Eylandt specifically. This is trout fishing and fly fishing, something that you love doing. And there is something special about fly fishing around Tassie and the hunt for the fish. It's for those that haven't been to Tassie but have been to, you know, the waters of New Zealand, it's very, very similar country.
Yeah, well, in some of those rivers are pretty similar, but then I think what Tassie does have, which a lot of places don't have, I think, are those natural lakes up in the Central Plateau, where you get to go and, well, depending on the weather, you get to go and hunt and stalk out some big fish in shallow waters. When you get a good rise or a hatch up there, it's just, there's nothing like it. And then tailing fish early in the morning, and the wildlife that goes with it, it really is something else. I think for those people who do get onto the old wand and go and chase a couple of trout.
One of the things that I've loved on your socials, I actually thought it was a grizzly bear. I thought you'd all of a sudden transported yourself to Alaska, but you found yourself eye to eye with a very dangerous swimming wombat.
Yeah, I have to admit that. Like, of all things that ever happened, that is just one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen in my life. Like, I always looked at a wombat, and that is like one Australian animal that I think you are not designed to swim. and at 5 o'clock in the morning, I've got up and it was blowing a howling a gale up the top of those Western Lakes. I've walked up to this spot and I've just sort of, he's just opposite me and he's walked sort of towards me, but right onto the bank. And at that point in time, I'm grabbing a photo, a platypus pops up in between as well, and I didn't button on quick enough for the platypus to get into shot. And this guy's looked just standing on this rock, like sniffing at the water. I'm thinking, mate, is there a salmon going past or a trout? Like, you're about to claw this thing. Like, you want to be something that you're not. Anyway, I it went on for about 5-6 minutes following this amazing wombat. They then turned around and he's walked out and he started wandering off into the water. And I've sort of then crossed this little culvert that I was in, gone to the other side. I'm 20, 30 metres behind him. And then he just started swimming out into the middle of the lake, goes through this whole weed bed and went out, and he just swam out. Like, and it's too deep out there where he was eventually. Then he's come back all the way back around. And then I end up walking a couple of metres from him. I think he was pretty sort of buggered after swimming his 20 Ks in the morning, I'd say. He was mentally doing. And I just literally followed him to the bank, and he didn't even run off. He just waddled off, got out of the water. He shook himself off like a little dog. That was hilarious. And then just wanders onto the bank and then just trots off into the grass. And I'm just like, yeah, well, I don't know what that was all about. But yeah,
ready to start his day.
Oh, yeah, no, what a way to start the day. Just a bit of a swim in the freezing cold water up there in the Highlands.
Fishing trips are all about, well, for many,
ticking off those bucket list items and improving on your PBs. Now, you've done that with a beautiful brown trout. Take us through that moment, because it's certainly special as an angler to catch a wild brown, but to catch a really good size wild brown like you did, it was a stonking fish.
Well, mate, I'll tell you what, I've caught a few fish in the day, and I have been chasing trout since I was, a little fella. One of the first fish I ever caught was a brown trout, and I've always chased them, and finally donged a 7-pounder. And, mate, I was there. Kelly was in the RV, and I said, oh, look, I'm just going to go for a walk. And I was, probably about an hour walk into this little lake, and I've walked all the way up this creek, got to the lake, and, mate, I was there for 10 minutes. Couldn't believe it. I donged this thing straight away, and I was just beside myself. I actually didn't fathom the whole thing until afterwards. And I was just like, on the dry fly, which had just been the whole trip, I'd just been on the dry fly. I actually just blind cast. I didn't even see the fish. I was just like up there. Nothing was rising. I was having a bit of a look, and I said, oh, this is like a likely spot. I just put a cast in, just waited for a bit. And all of a sudden, just boom, this big mouth comes out, just go clip and off the top. And I'm just like, oh, yes, you are kidding me. And then, once it hit the net, I was just like, I was beside myself, couldn't believe it. Quickly tried to whip out the phone on the bank to try to get a photo. That's not really ideal by yourself. Mate, it was unbelievable. Unbelievable, so stoked. Definitely one of those things, exactly what you alluded to, the trout fishermen is like kicking off a big brown out in the wild is just nothing like it.
Does a trip like that and you're still on it at the moment, and a fish like that solidify for you that Tassie, once again, it's got enormous dinosaurs that are swimming in the waters, within 50 k's of shore that are huge southern bluefin tuna, that are massive swordfish, and then you head inland and you catch incredible browns. It's such an incredible fishery that doesn't always get the kudos that it deserves, certainly away from fishing circles.
Oh, yeah, I think you're dead right. I think a lot of locals like to keep it under their hat too, I'd say, as well. But I think for anglers who do come down, who make the effort, I think because of the situation that people would typically come in, they might not spend enough time fishing, whereas you're going around looking at some of the estuaries, if you came down for a short trip, you're just going to have a look and go, oh, geez, that'd be good to fish there. But you don't have the time to commit to go through and follow through and actually enjoy what the fishing really does have to offer. Because I think even the brim fishing, some of my other mates fishing in the estuaries for perch, flathead, even massive King George whiting, that's all on tap down here. So you're dead right with it. It is a very, an unbelievable fishery, and you really would have to love just to commit like a month of just having a boys trip, honestly, fishing down here. It'd be unbelievable. With about a 4 or 5 metre boat, it'd be a blast.
Because that's certainly what you haven't done, dragging poor old Cal around Tasmania for the last month. Bomber, it's been a wonderful chat, as always. It always is. Thanks for your time this morning. Enjoy the rest of the trip, and we'll no doubt be talking to you once you're back in the NT.
No worries. Thanks, Dane. Have a good one, mate.